This is Science Friday. I'm Ira Flatow. The Earth is literally crawling with bugs. 80% of all the known species on Earth belong to insects. But there's still a lot we don't know about these creatures, and some new research is helping to close that gap. There was a collaboration of 100 scientists from 10 countries, and they got together to examine 144 insect species to create sort of an insect family tree and establish a timeline of insect evolution. For example, when did insects evolve wings? How closely related are these creepy crawlers to crustaceans? Did you know that shrimp and bugs are related? Well, now you do. Joining me now is one of the scientists who worked on the study, published in the journal Science. Michelle Troutwine is assistant curator and Schlinger Chair of Dipterology at the California Academy of Sciences in San Francisco. She joins us from KQED in that fair city. Welcome to Science Friday, Dr. Troutwine.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
It's great to have you. Tell us about this insect roadmap. What didn't we know about insect evolution that this study told us?
Well, I think scientists have been kind of taking stabs at recovering the insect tree of life for a century. But what this study did was not so much provide shockingly new results, although that certainly is the case in some parts of the tree. But what it really did was just provide this huge comprehensive amount of data to kind of confirm the story that we've just been telling in bits and pieces. Mm-hmm. So it's really the confirmation of this big ancient and ongoing story of insect evolution.
Well, let's talk about a little bit about the tree here, the family tree of insects. When did they first start appearing on Earth?
So insects appeared on Earth about 500 million years ago, which was a completely different time on Earth than it is today. And they appeared about the same time as land plants. So insects were some of the first animals on land, and they started evolving basically around the same time as land plants. So the two of them together helped form those early environments.
Mm-hmm.
And the earliest insect...
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say the earliest insect lineages were things that were closely related to things like silverfish, right? So these are real flat, wingless, ground-dwelling insects that are related to the same things you can find in your bathroom or your bathtub sometimes.
Yeah, we don't like to find them there. Well, we do find them.
Oh, they're harmless.
They're harmless. And one fascinating aspect of the study is you discovered how close together the development of wings on insects was to the plant life on Earth.
Yeah, so insects evolved wings about 400 million years ago, and the importance of this huge evolutionary transition just couldn't be overstated. It really changed the complete trajectory for insect evolution. So at 400 million years ago, when insects began to fly, at the time, there was nothing else in the air, so there were no birds or bats or flying reptiles. So the insects had this whole space all to themselves, which was incredible, and it really allowed them to disperse and distribute themselves in different ways, escape predators. It was just a big game changer in evolution, and it seems like that corresponds with the time when plants were kind of gaining height and forests were starting to develop. So again, there was a lot of correlation in these big milestones in evolution of life on Earth.
So is there a chicken and egg here? Did the flying insects help these plants spread, or did the plants help cause the insects to evolve wings?
Well, I think that we don't know the answer to that, but we can definitely say that the story is intertwined.
Yeah.
And that's something that's happened all over the evolution of life in the sense that different organisms really evolve in synthesis with each other.
Mm-hmm. So this is a tremendous collaboration, is it not? Probably the biggest study on insect evolution ever?
Yes, and it's actually just the scale of the project is amazing. Not only the scale of the number of collaborators and the kind mm-hmm. of scientists were brought together, but also the data was just enormous. So this was a team of insect scientists that was led by Bernard Misoff at the University of Bonn, and his team did a lot of the heavy lifting on the kind of daily work on this project. But he brought together insect scientists that focus on all different types of insects, insect scientists that focus just on DNA, scientists that study kind of insect bodies and shapes, insect paleontologists, so people that really know a lot about insect fossils, and then also this whole team of computational scientists that actually had to help develop new software and algorithms to be able to analyze this enormous amount of data. But when I think about all the different types of entomologists that that Bernie Meesoff had to wrangle, each with our own kind of pet hypotheses about how insects evolved and where species showed up, I think that was it was like herding cats. It's just a huge accomplishment.
So there must have been some people disappointed by that. Their theories were not borne out. And some people said, yeah, see, I told you so.
that's definitely the case. But at the same time, so there was a lot of appeasing that had to go on, you know, and massaging of
egos.
Personalities, yeah. Egos. Yeah. But at the same time, I think we were all so excited to be a part of this big, you know, transformative project. So
yeah.
It was a really friendly, creative group of scientists.
Did you find
of good camaraderie.
I'll bet. Did you find links between some of the insects that you didn't realize beforehand?
Yeah. So one, and this is probably not as exciting to kind of non-insect people, but for entomologists, the point that is going to get entomologists excited is the fact that we, and kind of get them debating, is the fact that we found out that lice are the closest relatives to all the big group of insects that undergo complete metamorphosis. So when you think about insects that undergo complete metamorphosis, they account for most of insect diversity. That's like things like beetles and flies and butterflies. And they have this incredible ability to, these flexible life histories, right? They start as caterpillars or grubs or maggots, and they have the ability to, you know, completely transform their body types and are so that the larvae are so different than the adults.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a huge milestone also in insect evolution. And so then we weren't actually sure what the ancestor looked like of those insects that undergo complete metamorphosis and how that kind of ended up developing and evolving. And so we, surprisingly, this study places the lice as the closest relative, which basically means that there's some shared ancestor between lice and all these other insects that probably, you know, had the genetic propensity to develop that flexibility. And entomologists are going to think that's really controversial.
And do you figure this out by looking at the genomes at all of all these insects and bugs?
That's right. And that was, in terms of scale, that was another really different thing about this project. So, again, people have been making estimates about the insect tree of life just by, like, you know, for a century, by looking at the, you know, looking at insects' bodies and their color and their wing veins, and
right.
And then over the past couple of decades, we've been looking at genes, but we look at one gene or two genes across insects, and this project looked at 1,500 genes, so a really big portion of all the expressed genes in an insect genome, and so. Again, that amount of data was just enormous,
yeah.
Such that once we got it, it was too big to analyze. We didn't have the computational power to deal with it, and that's why we had to get new algorithms and software developed to analyze it. And even so, the study ran for months and months and months and months on supercomputers. So,
Could you trace through?
So it was really just enormous.
Through the genome, could you trace where they spread around the world or where they have landed, so to speak?
Insects? Well, so I think that would be a follow-up that you'd have to look at in terms of the individuals more specifically. We didn't get a good sense of biogeography. Insects have some insects have really interesting geographic stories, but so many of them, because they're so old, they've spread all over the world, and that signal's really lost.
Yeah. You know, I think a lot of people don't realize, I said this at the beginning, that bugs are really crustaceans, right? They're like shrimp. Your beetles are related to shrimp. Yeah.
That's right.
And we have no second thoughts about eating shrimp, but a beetle? That's something else.
No, they're delicious, right? Yeah. And although that's part of our Western society, right? If we go to other parts of the world, people are more eager to eat insects. But I can tell you, having looked at like big fly mussels under the microscope, they look like scallops. They look delicious. I haven't tried them myself, but they are. But the fact that insects are crustaceans is something that's confirmed in our study. It's something that came out pretty recently in molecular systematics of insects, but it was something that we did confirm. And what's interesting about that, just from an evolutionary perspective, is that crustaceans are this big lineage of, you know, segmented creatures that have taken over the oceans. And insects, on the other hand, are a lineage that come out of crustaceans, but instead have taken over the land and terrestrial environments. So both kind of dominate the globe in different ways.
Can you trace where they crawled out from the ocean? I'm assuming that's where the evolution went, from the ocean to the land. Or what, is that too big an assumption?
Yeah, well, yes, they definitely crawled out of the oceans at some point. But that's not something that our study could look at. Crustaceans, there are. So, for example, like roly-polies are maybe some people call them pill bugs. They're an right. example of a terrestrial crustacean. So there's other examples of crustaceans climbing out of the oceans, but mm-hmm. The insects were the biggest group to do that.
In your more quiet moments, when you're talking with your colleagues, maybe over a beer tonight, what are the things you're going to say, I really want to know about insects that I don't know now?
Well, what I would really like to know, and what this study really sets the stage for, so what we've done is build this framework of insect evolution that really allows us to understand more about the process, right? So this framework gives us the ability to look at how species and genomes and characters and life histories change over really big time. And it's important because, you know, evolution is something it's not just something that happened a long time ago. I think people sometimes get this impression that, you know, maybe evolution has stopped with the dinosaurs, but it's happening all the time, even today, and it affects us. And so using this framework to understand more about the process of evolution, I think, is really important. And within insects, we developed this huge data set that's going to give us the ability to ask a lot of specific questions about the genetic mechanisms behind some of these really big changes that happened in life on Earth, like, for example, wings or the development of complete metamorphosis. So really digging down into understanding the genetic mechanisms behind this amazing mm-hmm. evolutionary process, I think, is where a lot of our questions will arise.
Well, I see you've got a lot of work to do, a lot of data to go through. So I wish you luck.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Troutwine. Michelle Troutwine, Assistant Curator and Schlinger Chair of Dipterology. There's the tonight's word at the California Academy of Sciences in San Francisco. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about drug making. Why are tobacco plants good places, sometimes the only places, to make drugs like the Ebola drug? We'll be back after this break. Stay with us.